Hello everyone and welcome to Loop. This is an Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church podcast. Here we share messages from our pastor, stories on church ministries, interviews with parishioners, and articles on Catholic topics to ensure you are always in the loop of this lovely faith community. Please subscribe to receive notifications when new episodes are released. Three-minute read, Extraordinary Ministers of Holy Communion, Growing Closer to Christ in Essential Liturgical Service, from Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church newsletter, dated April 2022, by Catholic Stewardship Consultants. As Catholics, we are called to bring Christ wherever we go. While on a daily basis this often means living our lives and vocations as a witness to those we encounter, there is a unique way to physically bring Christ to others within the parish. Every time the sacrament of Holy Communion is celebrated, we see the priests or deacons distributing the Eucharist. The priests and deacons are considered the ordinary ministers of Holy Communion. When there is a need for additional ministers, the priest calls upon the extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, acronym EMHC, within the parish to help. Ellen Crowley, who leads the training of EMHCs here at Our Lady of Lourdes, recalls that she began serving as an extraordinary minister for a special purpose. The mother of one of my friends passed away, and unfortunately at the funeral, they didn't have any Eucharistic ministers, she says. The priest went down the line of my friends asking if any of us could assist, but we all said no. That day, we all decided to become extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, so we would be able to help if there was ever a need. According to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion should receive sufficient spiritual, theological, and practical preparation to fulfill their role with knowledge and reverence. This preparation includes parish-provided training for those who are interested in becoming an EMHC. Training sessions are just over an hour long and take place 3 to 4 times a year, depending on the parish's needs. Once training is completed, you are approved by the diocese and receive a certificate from the bishop. This certificate must be renewed every 5 years. Participating in a role in the liturgy is a simple and great way to be a good steward within the parish. Parishioners can volunteer at the Mass they regularly attend and assist in a way that helps them be a part of the liturgy. You are an integral part of the Mass, Ellen says. I find that being involved in this way brings me closer to Christ, especially during the consecration. When you look someone in the eye and say, "The body of Christ," you are physically bringing them Jesus in the Eucharist. It is very special. Those who are already trained ministers are encouraged to check at the beginning of Mass to see if there is a substitute request for that Mass. The parish especially needs more EMHCs for the 11:30 a.m. Mass and the 5 o'clock p.m. Sunday Mass, though volunteers are welcome for Mass anytime. If you are interested in becoming an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, or if you would like more information, please contact the parish office at 919 861 4600. Thank you for listening. This content was brought to you by Our Lady of Lourdes Creative Ministry. We handle social media, podcast creation, photography, videography, graphic design, the website, and all things creative. We are always looking for volunteers to be part of our team. So if you would like to lend your time and talent in any of these areas, or just have questions about your faith, please call the office at 919-861-4600, or you can email us at gadams@ourladyoflourdescc.org. God bless you all, and thanks again for staying in the loop.